You're going to feel like sticking a sting.
Anyone who's ever rolled up his sleeves to donate blood knows the drill.
All right, you can relax and just squeeze every 3 to 5 seconds for me.
You answer a slew of health questions and sign consent for your blood to be tested for everything from HIV to hepatitis C. Now, the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center in San Antonio is asking donors to consent to a Zika test. The center was the second in the country behind Houston to implement this experimental screening tool, even before the Florida outbreak.
We just want to make sure that it's not in the blood supply.
That's Elizabeth Waltman, Chief Operating Officer for the Blood Bank in San Antonio.
We wanted to make sure that we weren't waiting for the most horrific thing to happen before we started testing. It wasn't something that we wanted to play around with.
The Zika test is considered specific and sensitive by blood banks using it. It's still experimental, though, because it hasn't been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. In the last 6 weeks, the South Texas Center has screened 20,000 donations.
So far, we've not located Zika in the blood supply, so that's a good thing for our community.
However, 1 in 5 donors is opting out of the test, declining to allow their blood to be screened for Zika. Those who refuse seem skeptical.
When people come up against something that they're unfamiliar with, they're a bit hesitant.
Dr. Rachel Bedard is medical director for BioBridge Global, the parent company that oversees the blood center.
You always expect some refusals. There's always some people that just are not willing to do anything that's different, but I really want people to carefully consider it.
All right, you can relax your grip.
The process does not involve an extra needle stick. A sample of the donation is simply sent off to a lab in Atlanta. Donor Robert Sackett of Helotus calls it no big deal.
They're already sticking you for blood anyway for the donation, so they just draw another tube from you.
San Antonian Ronnie Rodriguez says he would want to know if he had Zika.
We have mosquitoes all the time, and I always actually get bit by mosquitoes, so it'd be news to me to find out if I've gotten attacked by a mosquito carrying the Zika virus.
A donor who tests positive will get a call and a letter, and the case will be reported to the health department. That person's donated blood will be discarded. If South Texas does become an outbreak area, all blood would be tested for Zika, and anyone who refused the screening would not be allowed to donate. 80% of people who are infected with Zika have no symptoms. They feel well. That's why the blood donation process may pick up the first cases in an area, kind of like the canary in the coal mine, according to Bedard.
We are expecting that this will happen within our area. It's just a matter of time.
Zika-tested blood is kept separate from non-tested blood. Hospitals can order the screened donations for their high-risk patients like pregnant women and women of childbearing age, since Zika's main threat is devastating birth defects. Pregnant women or women trying to conceive who need a blood product for a medical procedure can ask their doctors if the donations have been screened for Zika. In the Florida outbreak counties, blood donations were first suspended, then resumed when Zika testing became the standard. While the Zika blood test is on the FDA fast track to approval, it may be a year or two before that happens. Even then, it's unclear if it will be used universally. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.